everybody. How y'all doing out there today? Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope everybody good today. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Everything y'all have prayed for, you know, our Father has answered. And hopefully y'all keeping Him first over all things, you know. Today I want to talk to y'all about, you know, just getting yourself together in life when it comes to financial, which I'm not a financial advisor, but you know, I'm learning a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like all of us should be learning a lot about it because we want our Father to bless us, you know, with money and with wealth, you know, but we got to know how to handle it and maintain it and you know, how to use it, you know, because when you don't know how to use something or maintain something, it tends to go away, and it could be used in the wrong ways, you know. So the reason why a lot of us, you know, grew up in poverty and probably still in poverty is because we lack knowledge of, you know what I'm saying? So when you go and look in the Bible, you see Yeshua tell us that it's either God or mammon, you know what I'm saying? So you can't serve two masters. It's either God, Father Yahweh, or mammon. You know what I'm saying? Mammon is the money god. Father Yahweh is our god. So He's telling you, you got a choice to choose. Not saying that you can't have, because you with Father Yahweh, you can't have money. It's not to say that. It's the fact that when you choose, you're showing which one you love. You know what I'm saying? You're showing which one you care for the most. You know what I'm saying? You're showing who's your master. You know what I'm saying? So our Father tell us to seek Him first, and then all things that we want will, all things that we desire will be given unto us. You know? So with knowing, having that knowledge, you know how to move. You see what I'm saying? But without having that knowledge, you don't know how to move, because that knowledge is so powerful, because majority of us grow up on this earth and we don't even know Father Yahweh are His laws. So automatically we are already seduced into loving money or wanting money or desiring money and material things with an iron mind, because that's how the world has deceived the masses of the people, to have an iron mind, a carnality mind, to where you're going to want materials and things that you can see, feel, touch, and taste over someone that you can't see. You see what I'm saying? So since majority of the people can't see Father Yahweh, don't know how to approach Father Yahweh, don't know the sons and daughters of Father Yahweh, and don't know who He's using in the land to help those who desire Him. You know what I'm saying? Only people you know how to approach are the people who has wealth, are the people who has the power in your eyes of what power you may think that they have. So you tend to make them your gods or idolize them as your gods. You know what I'm saying? So because of the deception, deceiving, you know what I'm saying? The lack of knowledge, the bad education. You know what I'm saying? When you go to school, they don't teach about God. They don't teach about Father Yahweh in school. They don't teach His laws in school. They barely teach His laws in church. They may speak His words in church, but they don't teach His laws in church. Not majority of the churches. Not the ones that I ever been to. And that's a few. But a lot of other people say they never heard, you know what I'm saying, the laws are to repent for your sins in church. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's not in the land. Because the land is made wicked through man, through Satan, who's working through man. You know what I'm saying? So when you understand that, you got to understand that the knowledge that's out there that you may be seeking without Father Yahweh, it could be deceiving. It could be old knowledge. It could be things that's washed up and going away and you have paid your money for it. Or, you know, you just have tried it and it just don't work. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not established by Father Yahweh. And majority of the people that get wealth, and they're not with Father Yahweh, they feel empty inside. And there's videos on YouTube where you can see a lot of people telling you that the money don't mean anything, because they thought at the beginning that it meant everything. because of the deception of what the eyes can see, of what people got, and how people moving and living, and the fake image that people put on to make you think this. You see what I'm saying? Not to say that you can't be happy with money or anything, but when you don't know, like when you lack knowledge, you don't know how people feel inside. You know what I'm saying? They may be rich and wealthy, but you don't know how many problems, how many burdens they have because they have money, and they have money without putting Father Yahweh first. They have their desires without putting Father Yahweh first. So all their love, all their heart, all their soul, all their mind, all their spirit is in mammon. It's in the money. You see what I'm saying? So when they lose the money, a lot of them commit suicide. When they lose the money, a lot of people that was around them who was using them because they had the money, who caused burdens on them, go away. And then those people never want to be rich again. You know what I'm saying? Because they understand that they felt empty having it all, even though they had people around, even though they had everything they wanted. But with Father Yahweh, he made the rich poor and made the poor rich, those that are his children. So us that was once in poverty are in poverty, and if we continue to abide in the laws of our Father, he would take from the rich and give unto us. And we have to decide that it's Father Yahweh over all things, because these things mean nothing. So once we understand in our mind through the law that everything is vanity, then it really means nothing. Yeah, we have our desires, but we must know that it's nothing when it comes to our Father. Because we must know and understand that our Father is life. Our Father is the one that fulfills everything. So that means everything that we see that's around us is nothing, because he the one created all things. You see what I'm saying? So once you understand that and you place that in your mind, you understand that material things and money is really nothing. And the one who created it, which is Father Yahweh, can give it unto us because he ruled the whole entire earth. He ruled the whole entire world. He created it. He created all things. You see what I'm saying? Without him creating us and creating all things, it would be nothing, right? So it is nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand how to take money that is really nothing, right, and use it as a tool, you know what I'm saying, to put you in a rich and wealthy situation. You know what I'm saying? So once you discover how to do this through methods and strategies of compounding, you know what I'm saying, and building yourself up into a king or a queen, you know what I'm saying, or a king and a queen together, you know what I'm saying, then you will be able to establish a foundation structure by Father Yahweh, because he will establish it all for you, because he will give it to you, because it's for you, it's your inheritance. You see what I'm saying? But you have to put him first, so that all things that are built is in his name, all things that you receive is in his name, even you yourself is in his name, even you yourself is moving in his name, and you are promoting his name through all things that are given unto you. So that way people know his name, people know him, people understand that you didn't get that by man, you didn't get that by yourself, you got that through Father Yahweh. He's the only one that does it. He's the only one that has your business growing. He's the only one that has your finances growing. He's the only one that has your investments growing. He's the only one that gave you the knowledge to move that way. He's the only one that showed you someone who he is using to help you understand the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because when you go out and find and seek yourself for yourself without Father Yahweh, then you're going to find deceiving people. You may get a glimpse of something because you didn't know. A lot of people, like, they don't think. It's like, when you don't know something, anything sounds good. You see what I'm saying? Anything sounds good when you don't know. It's just like telling a baby, a 3-year-old, oh, you want a dollar? To the baby, it's going to sound good because it's a dollar. But then when you go to the 10-year-old who already had the dollar so many times, the 10-year-old looking at $10. So when you offer the 10-year-old a dollar, he don't want that. You see what I'm saying? But when you offer that 3-year-old a dollar, of course the 3-year-old want it, because the 3-year-old lack knowledge of what the dollar really means to a $10 bill. You see what I'm saying? The 3-year-old wouldn't know how much more he or she can get out of the $10 than the dollar. So they don't know because they lack the knowledge of. But the 10-year-old had the dollar so many times that they know, like, I don't want the dollar, I want 10 because I remember I can get this and that with the 10, I can get more. You see what I'm saying? So when you lack knowledge of something, when someone tells you something that you didn't know about, it sounds great, it sounds brilliant, it sounds good because you was unaware of it. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't have the proper research, the proper expertise on something, they could get you, they could deceive you. You know what I'm saying? To get a profit from you and other people, you know what I'm saying, that want the same thing you want. And then you still trying to figure out how did they get this? How did they scam you? You see what I'm saying? They scam you for what they wanted because they knew how to scam. They knew how to deceive. They good at it. You know what I'm saying? So that's their expertise, is scamming. But you don't see the big picture. You worry about what you're trying to be. You worry about what they, quote unquote, teaching or explaining to you. You know what I'm saying? But you're not even trying to see what they're doing to you. You know what I'm saying? It's the answer is in the person. You know what I'm saying? The answer is in the person. You got to pay attention to the person. You know what I'm saying? When you pay attention to what they're saying, right? Then you lose the focus. You know what I'm saying? So when Satan told Yeshua to jump off the mountain, Yeshua didn't look at what Satan told him to do. You see what I'm saying? He looked at what Satan said. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference. I think I'm explaining. I might be explaining wrong, but I'm trying to get it to y'all the best way I can. So he told Yeshua to jump off the mountain and the angels will catch him. You see what I'm saying? Yeshua didn't have to think about what Satan said. He already knew the character of Satan. He already knew him. Because it's like, who would tell me, son of Yahweh, the Messiah, to jump off the mountain top and let the angels catch me? Why would somebody who loved me, I care for me, tell me to do this? You see what I'm saying? So he already understood who he was dealing with. Rather, if Satan came to him or another man with another face came to him and said the same thing, he wouldn't have knew that Satan was inside of that man. You see what I'm saying? So we must understand that it's not about what the person is teaching you. It's about the characteristic of the person. It's about the laws that's in the person. You see what I'm saying? Because whatever law is in this person, you have to figure out what law is in this person. But the only way you could figure out what law is in this person, if you're abiding in the law of our Father Yahweh. Because once you abide in the law of the Father Yahweh, then anything outside of the law of Father Yahweh, you know what you're dealing with. You see what I'm saying? Hope y'all understand what I'm saying. So that's the best way to go about something. You see what I'm saying? Because when our Father, if Satan got children out there teaching this stuff, our Father got children out there teaching the same stuff. You see what I'm saying? Because Satan copied our Father. So it's many of us in the land that teach financial, you know what I'm saying, things. You know what I'm saying? So when people trying to sell you something or trying to teach you something, you got to understand their character. You got to understand what law they living in. You see what I'm saying? But most people, they don't do that. Most people just, oh, I want to learn this. And they go into it and get scammed. They go into it and don't learn. How you think when you listen to somebody for a long time, you never learn? You never thought about that? If you listen to somebody for a whole year or 6 months or 3 months and you never learn nothing, you never learn nothing, nothing you took from it, then you gotta question that. It didn't change you. It didn't change your mind. It didn't change the way you move. It didn't change nothing. But you sat there for a whole 3 months, 6 months to a year to listen to this person, and nothing ever changed for you. But they, quote unquote, got everything going. You see what I'm saying? So you got to understand how to understand the law of our Father so that you can understand the laws of man. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know how to go about judging the law of a man. You know what I'm saying? But you got to know the law of our Father in order to go about it. Because it's not going to sit right. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people understand, like, oh, it don't sit right with me. It don't feel right. But you don't know why it don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to dissect, you know what I'm saying, people. Because people will lie to you just to come up. You know what I'm saying? People will lie to you just to make some money. People will lie to you just to be rich, just to be wealthy, just to be on top. You know what I'm saying? Give you whatever. You know what I'm saying? They may know the knowledge, but they give you whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I say go through our Father first, right? Because he said come to him first, and then he will give unto you everything that you desire. And that's what he has done for me. I went without him because I didn't know to go to him. You see what I'm saying? And then after I repented, I still was with him, right? But I still went without him, right? Learn my lesson, right? Then I said, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm already with him, but I'm just not putting him first in it. You know what I'm saying? I said, you know what? I'm going to go back because something ain't right. And I went back, and boom, it clicked.